blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Monty James back in a nice warm studio momentarily, then it's back on the road to the nation's top cow-calf producing county, Cherry County, Nebraska, for the Heart City Bull Bash this weekend. Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska. To all you Valentine cowgirls, I'm on the prowl and will be hunkered in at Young's Western Wear in Valentine, updating my wardrobe, plus I have an open tab at the corner pub across the street, free popcorn and tap beer. No wonder I'm single. Hope to see you in Valentine.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
By the way, it's satellite upload time as we head into calving season. It's 22 below flat temps in the Heart City, 28 below in the cattle country around Aberdeen, South Dakota, and negative 29 in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. To our Florida listeners, and we have plenty, that's 29 below zero. Flat temps, by the way, 42 below wind chill in Timber Lake, South Dakota. Tip of the hat to all you all ranchers out there calving out first calf heifers in this weather. Salute! Yesterday at the nice, warm, cozy CME offices in Chicago, front month five cattle, some folks calls them fat cattle, closed down 52 cents at 199.15. April fats tipped 27 to 195.72 under close. March feeders gained 20 pennies to 264.97. Whilst April contracts hit 265.25, a bump of 27 cents. That's Jim Dandy and jolly good, but a far cry from the numbers rolling in from our lucky 13 reporting barns. Marshall Ringling at PLM reports at a load of 670-pound black-headed steers, boomed to 317.50. Mitch Bartle, lord of Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota, reports at 540-pound black heifers were Iowa-bound and down, baby, at 330. Remember, gentle listener, you're hearing the top end of these sales. There's also some good deals to be had on good green packages as well. BLA in Cowtown reports that Brett Heifer sizzled at an astounding 3850. I repeat, 3850. Torrington, Wyoming had 690-pound replacement heifers off the 4E spread, hit 304. Big old bred female sale today at Ogallala, Nebraska. Massive feeder offering at Moobridge Livestock and a humdinger going down at Napoleon, North Dakota. By the way, the emperor of Napoleon Livestock, Jim Bitts, got steamrolled by a cow Monday. Former wrestler, though he may be, got some bad bruises, but he'll be aight. Monty James for the HBR.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moobridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.